Welcome to Shomach Shava on the Daf. She responds to Lunishma Asayim Yaakov Shalom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo'abastro Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara Amud Beis explains that there's a Machlekes Rabbanim Shimon Gamliel. If there's two people that have a Chatzer She'ein Badin Chaluka, doesn't have four for each one, let's say it's only six Amos, and one says to his friend, you take four Amos and I'll take two only. So Rabbanim says, of course he could say that. Shimon Gamliel says he could say, I'm not interested. Says Gemara, why? What's the reasoning of Shimon Gamliel? Either because the guy says, you want me to pay you, I don't want to pay you. You want to give me this as a gift? I'm not interested because soine matonos yichye. Someone who hates gifts, he will live. That's a pasuk in Mishlei. And as a sefer Choyze David, the David Chazan explains, that Akash Baruch Hu brought a person in this world in order for him to achieve on his own. It should not be Nahamat Kesufu, a poor man's bread. The whole point for a person is to do it on his own and not to get a gift. So that's why, according to Shimon Gamliel, he could protest and say, I'm not interested in doing this division. So what's the Svar of Rabbanon that argue? So says the Ritva over here, that he it's not a matana. It's not that the one who wants less is giving a gift to the other. He's taking care of himself. He's not interested in having a partner. So he's willing to have less in order not to be partnered with somebody else and to have his own property on his own. So the one who's accepting the additional land, he is doing a favor to the other one who wants to divide it. And that's what the Sma in Choshemish Batzim and Kufayin Aleph Seif Yod brings. That's the reason, because he's just helping his friend the Nichale B'chaluko. It's not L'toivas Atzmo, and therefore it's not part of the issue of soin matana seche. So I saw in the Sefer Divrei Shalom by Shmuel Yudaikin that he brings a very nice explanation, the Machlokes here in the Gemara. It says, if you look in Rashi and Rabbeinu Yoino and Mishlei over there, they explain what is the reason of soin matana seche. Rashi says, soin matana seche, because if he's going to hate gifts, obviously he's going to hate gezel. He's not going to steal. It's a way for one to train himself and not take something that doesn't belong to him. Rabbi Yoina says similarly, that if a person is training himself not to give gifts, he's going to be working on the mid of chemda. He's going to work on himself, he's going to take only something that Kushbuhu gives him, and he was gabi gya kapov. Not to take something which is just because he wants something that doesn't belong to him. To work on the mid of jealousy. On the other hand, other mefarshim, among them, Rabbi Chaye in the Sefer Kata Kemach, he explains the pshat is because a person needs to work on midas habitachon. When a person hates matanos, that means he's relying on Kadosh Baruch Hu. I don't want anybody else to support me. I only want to be supported by Kadosh Baruch Hu. And in order to work on bitachon, on relying on Kadosh Baruch Hu, a person needs to hate gifts and to say, I want everything to get from Hashem. So he says, that may be the machlokes here in the Gemara. If we understand that soin matana seche is for a person to work on himself, not to steal, not to be jealous, that only works with somebody who is initiating this gift. He wants it. He wants to get the gift. He's jealous of it. He's yearning to get that gift. But here, when you have somebody else who needs a toifa, he doesn't want to be a shutuf. Goes to his friend and says, do me a favor, take a little bit more land, so that's what we'll be able to split. So he's not doing it because he has some kind of a taiva or gezel. In that case, I don't have a problem. And that's the shita of Rabbanan and Argamar. But Roshim Gamliel holds that Soyim Matan Sikhe means a person needs to work on the midas of bitachon, not to get anything that Hashem does not give him. Not to get anything that comes to human beings. So even if the human being has the intention for his own sake, at the end of the day, this person is not getting something directly from Hashem. He's getting it through a human being. And that lacks, and the midas of bitachon, the avoid that the person has, it's soin matana seche. So the machlokes Rabbanan Rav Shimon Gamliel and our sugya depends on how you understand the reasoning behind soin matana seche. Very nice idea to explain it. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.